This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Egyptian authorities on Saturday released Mahmoud Hussein, an Egyptian journalist working for Qatar's Al Jazeera television network, who had been held in pre-trial detention for more than 4 years. Hussein was detained in December of 2016 after arriving in Cairo from Doha for a vacation. He was held on charges of spreading false news, joining a banned group, and receiving foreign funds. Hussein was released after Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt agreed in January to restore diplomatic, trade, and travel ties with Qatar. Those ties were severed in 2017 over allegations that Qatar supported terrorism, a charge that Doha denies. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in Myanmar on Saturday in a show of resistance against the country's military coup earlier this week. The crowd of workers, students, unionists, and activists marched through Yangon before being blocked by hundreds of riot police. Protesters shouted slogans against the military coup and in support of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. They marched with their hands in the air, formed into three-fingered salutes, a symbol of defiance adopted from protesters in neighboring Thailand. The march came as authorities imposed an internet blackout on the country. The military seized power shortly before a new session of parliament was to convene last Monday and detained Suu Kyi and other top politicians. The military accused Suu Kyi and her party of failing to act on its complaints that November's elections were fraudulent, though the Election Commission said it had not found evidence to support those claims. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Over 1,000 people continued their protest against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday, gathering near his official residence in Jerusalem to demand his resignation. At Saturday's demonstrations, some carried giant inflatable submarines, alluding to a $2 billion purchase of German submarines that critics allege Netanyahu was implicated in. Others held a large green inflatable virus and signs reading "Crime Minister." The protesters have been demonstrating each week for more than 7 months, saying that Netanyahu should step down because of his corruption trial and what they say is his mismanagement of the country's coronavirus crisis. Several hundred Yazidis gathered in the village of Kojo on Saturday for the first mass burial of Yazidis killed by the Islamic State 7 years ago during its brutal onslaught on Sinjar. Amid high security, relatives of the victims carried 104 coffins into the village, where Yazidis from Iraq and abroad, official delegations, and civil society organizations were waiting near a newly founded cemetery. In 2014, more than 3,000 Yazidis were killed, and nearly 7,000 Yazidi women and girls were abducted and sexually abused by Islamic State fighters in northern Iraq, in a campaign described by the United Nations as genocide. The Kansas City Chiefs arrived in Tampa, Florida, Saturday ahead of Super Bowl 55 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The contest will pit two of the sport's most hyped quarterbacks, six-time champion and one of the greatest NFL players of all time, Tom Brady of the Buccaneers, against the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes, who is considered one of the best talents of his generation. The National Football League has limited attendance to 22,000 fans inside Raymond James Stadium. That includes 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers who have been invited as a show of appreciation for their work during the coronavirus pandemic. Just like the holidays, health officials in the United States are concerned about Super Bowl gatherings. AP's Shelley Adler has details.
Don't let the Super Bowl be a super spreader event. That's been the message from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Please watch the Super Bowl safely, gathering only virtually or with the people you live with.
Sunday's contest with Kansas City taking on Tampa Bay is happening as the nation sees a dramatic drop in new virus cases, a sign that the infection spike from holiday gatherings is easing. I'm Shelley Adler.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.